Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm going to open with a topic called Golden Globes Review. Never seen so many phonies. That Hollywood media is really part of the takedown of America. I know you don't want to hear it. You're waiting for your next line. Yeah, it's really sad. Ever since they took down the Ten Commandments, the country has been living in more sin than ever before. I think it's time we got to put back up the Ten Commandments. But anyway, the Golden Globes are tonight and nominated Sean Penn for his role in the upcoming movie El Chapo, My Love. Braving enemy bullets and given a suppressant fire by Hillary Clinton, the two secretaries of state captured El Chapo yesterday. Sent on a top-secret mission by President Obama, the tearjerker, Sean was to slow down the Mexican flow of drugs into the USA by not buying as much. This was necessary to increase the Cuban flow of drugs into the dopey USA. Obama wanted a balance of trade deficit to bail out communist Cuba, which was starving to death, until Obama did the biggest drug deal in the Western Hemisphere. A Cuban fantasy was a banana. Now it is kilo time, and the Cuban people who were about to revolt no longer have to eat still life paintings. If you're a communist country going down the tubes, call Comrade Obama and his Party de la Muerte, and he will bail you out with American Social Security and Obamacare, the secret fund. If you're a Muslim, a terrorist, a nation, just dial green, 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 pink up the phone and say yellow, kill all the juice, J-U-I-C-E. Let's get rid of these Democrat, rhino, rat communists. It's time for El Trumpo and raise high the Cruz. And you also better get ready for Demo Camo Door number 2, which I'll tell you about when we come back from... no, I'm saying no to that question. Here we are. Come on, I just had it. What are you guys doing to me here? I need the blog, Talkie Radio. I did this. I got to go to the studio. Let's see if we can find something hot. Is Christmas over? No, today's the last day. My next little article is, you better get ready for Demo Camo Door Number 2. Once the Bolsheviks realize Hitler can't even win the Demo Camo vote, she is done. The party that gave us Obama bin Lenin is not giving up the revolution to Americans. One thing we all need to realize is that when you get to the top, it's all the same people. As sure as Hanoi John Kerry, the Tehran troll, was supported by Bain Capital, his largest contributor when he ran for the presidency. And that is why we must elect an outsider. The best combo is President Trump and Vice President Cruz. Aren't you tired of loser excuses? Get a look at that. They had all the Republicans on a platform, and I forget what network it was. It might have been C-SPAN, but I'm not sure. And you know who was missing? Trump. And it was just bleh. There was nothing there. Bleh. There was no inspiration. There was no creativity. Just bleh. Well, let me continue on. So, aren't you tired of loser excuses? Oh, if we only had been fully funded, we could have stopped that big nuke from going through customs. Aren't you tired of seeing 350-pound murderers in ACLU cap and gown photos? Why not show the cop who shot him in his crib and diapers wearing a badge and a holster and a hat? It has to be Trump. We have to break the evil spell cast on us by the Cloven Hoof Party. Rhino zombies are even worse than the walking demo camos. Trump has won the title, the Scarlet Pimpernel. He is here, he is there, he is everywhere. Yesterday, Vermont, today, two towns 200 miles apart in Iowa. And in 10 minutes, he'll be on an escalator in New York. You want jobs, it's Trump. I visited two families in New York last night. I come to find out that one relative retired from the trucking industry, okay, just received notice from his union that his monthly pension is being reduced by $500 a month. He feels bad for a buddy who worked 39 years for the same union. And his pension is being reduced by $2,000 a month. How would you like to go work to the end of the trail and find out that when you go to the cashier's window, it's closed? And I have another relative who also worked in the trucking repair business. All his life and was in a union. And he went to work one day and the shop he was working in was closed, out of business, and he didn't get anything. He didn't get anything. Watching the stock market this week is very scary. The experts will have all the answers, but it's not going to get your money back. You never want to go to the bank and the teller asks you, why do you want all of the $100 now? We need a president that has three letters after his title, TNS, take no shit. Let us come together now and stop the rhinos from playing DNC divide and conquer. Besides, we have to get ready for demo camo door number two. How much will Soros pay for Hillary to go away? Our enemies we will dump, American oil we will pump, and the demo camos we will stump, and all we need is Trump Cruz. Let's go back, I'll give you another tune. You want to hear the ketchup song?
Make that Diego make
He's looking on Fox.
Oh, that's the guy on
Fox?
Yeah,
with the beard. Has a little crazy look in his eye.
Yeah. Crazy. He's not the one that got killed.
No.
Later on. I'm going up.
Okay.
I'll meet you.
Okay. We're back. Sorry about that interruption. There is a newspaper. Let me see if I can. There's a newspaper columnist who says that she is more afraid of legal gun owners than gun wielding crazies. And a guy named Al responded. And the guy said, how many legal gun owners are shooting each other on the streets of Chicago, Baltimore, etc.? How many legal gun owners are transporting drugs across our southern borders? How many legal gun owners are illegals that commit crimes on a daily basis? You know what? Obama can shut down all of the gun buying in this country, and you'll still be able to buy guns. You can get a gun any day of the week from your drug pusher. He knows you. He trusts you. If you tell him you need an AK-47, he'll get you one. So if Obama really wants to get rid of guns that are illegal, he should get rid of all the drug dealers. But he just put 5,000 out on the street saying they were committing nonviolent crimes. You ever been to the morgue to see a victim of a nonviolent crime? He's got one little pin mark in his vein. Huh? You got to get that experience. And you know what's another experience you got to get when you have all these communists telling you that a fetus, they call them fetuses, but I call them junior and sis, that they're not, they're only a little bit of tissue. You ought to go to a Democrat chop shop and ask to see what's in the buckets. You would die. You would die 1,000 deaths. You wouldn't sleep for a week. So, having said that, we're going to return to a little musica, Knock on Wood. Thank you. Unbelievable. They're talking about John Kasich. These are all Tea Party people. And let's see what this article says. John Kasich, he's holding up a sign. I said Donald Trump's poll numbers are fake. My PAC spent a lot of money attacking him, too. I guess I am a total loser. Florida Senator Marco Rubio was shouted down by immigration activists. Now, see, that's a lie. Those are communists. Immigration activists, that's the ploy. Multiple times during a forum on poverty on Saturday, the best way to get out of poverty is go get a job. But it was Donald Trump who Governor John Kasich, Ohio, what are you doing with this guy? This guy is a rhino. Criticized as he watched the protesters being escorted out. I saw a crowd booing this woman who was being escorted. That's not the spirit of Jack Kemp. Jack Kemp is dead. Jack Kemp can't help us. We need somebody who's alive, who has a lot of energy. We need the Scarlet Pimpernel. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's in Nevada today. Yesterday he was in Iowa, two different towns, 200 miles apart. And the day before that, he was in, he was in Nevada? That was tonight. He was in Nevada. The guy is everywhere. He's got a jet plane. Hey, he's making good use of it. And you know what? It's not costing the taxpayer anything. Obama, 1 hour in the air is $209,000 on Air Force One. And he loves to pollute. He not only pollutes using a carbon track, he pollutes when he opens his mouth. And then that's not the spirit of Jack Kemp, Kasich said, of Trump's rally the night before when a woman wearing a hijab stood in silent protest behind Trump. Rose Hamid said that while she was being escorted out of Trump's rally by police, people booed her. And one person said, "You have a bomb." Hamid had decided to protest Trump. Oh, on spur of the moment? Or was that your care instructions? If I didn't care. Trump at his rally at Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina, Friday. Friday. And Saturday, where was he? He was in Iowa. And Sunday, he's in Nevada. And she stood there and standing in silence with a shirt that read, "Salam, I come in peace." Yeah, you want to know something? Did you ever see two Arabs greeting each other? You know how they do it? They are very, very, very touchy and feely. They will, "Salam alaikum. Alaikum wa salam, kifil halik," and all the time they're kissing each other's cheek and they're patting each other down to make sure they don't have any knives. Yeah, I call it the salam alaikum pat down. I mean, we are people that can tolerate differences and respect people. You know what? Kasich needs to go to the front lines. And this is just nonsense. Kasich is a loser. Ohio, recall him. He's wasting your money, and he's not concentrating on the job he should be doing. Yeah, and also you can recall Christie also. He's another guy that's wasting the New Jersey's tax money. Head out. Christie wants to tax the internet. You can see he's got that rhinoitis. Everything. Tomorrow, if you invented a pencil sharpener, the government would be at your door to make sure you had a license for it, and then they would tax all the sales. This government is a tax junkie. We got two types of junkies in this country, tax junkies and drug junkies, and neither one should be supported. So, having said that, unless you want to hear some comments, this is not the Republican Party, Barry says. And we say, that's why we're throwing them out one by one, and you're next. And let's see what the next person says. I'm more concerned about the treatment of non-Muslim women when these devils are brought here by our government. Oh, they got a big problem. I feel sorry for Germany. Germany has got its hands tied. You wouldn't want happening in this country what's happening to Germany. Do you know, like the communists play the race card on us or the homophobo card? What's the other one? The anti-woman card. But in Germany, they play the Nazi card. If you speak out, you get labeled you're a Nazi. And a generation that had nothing to do with Hitler's demonic world is being forced to suffer a guilt trip for a crime they didn't commit, just like they played a race card here. Slavery was over in 1865, okay? 1765, we weren't even a country yet. So 100 years, less than 100 years, we went to work on solving the slavery problem. And 300,000 Americans on one side died, and 300,000 Americans on the other side died. Okay? And we fought our brothers to make it right. But the communists will never give you credit for that. But ask them what they did to the Romanov family. A helpless boy, a hemophiliac, and his sisters, and they shot them all and threw them down a mine shaft. And that was the beginning of communism, and it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. A guy that I speak to on occasion is a guy named Jimmy from Brooklyn. And he called me tonight, and he says, Tom, you got to go to Wikipedia. And you got to type in the Gestapo-NKVD conferences. And what's that about? When Hitler and Stalin were partners, they decided to split Poland. And they held conferences and worked together for the extermination of Poles in rebellion, Jews, and anybody else that they decided to get rid of. And Jimmy mentioned something to me. I'm going to share it with you. But you ought to get a look at that and get your eyes open, especially you people that haven't been around and don't even know what 911 is about because you were too young when those two buildings came down. Do you know that's the greatest defeat of the United States since Pearl Harbor? And in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii wasn't even a state then. And it was a military attack. And we lost about 2,700 at Pearl Harbor, or mostly military. But when Osama bin Laden came after the Clintons gave him a pass in Towers, on the second go-around, 8 years later from the first go-around, when Osama bin Laden took down those two towers, more people died, and they were not military. They were all civilians. They were helpless men, women, and children. 200 of them who died with their mothers in the womb, and they're not recognized in the casualty count because murderers never want to identify the victim. So they classify him as tissue. Tissue has eyes, fingers, lips, a heart, veins, arteries, hair. That's what happens when you don't kill them. They grow. So, Jimmy mentioned to me that the Soviets have sold 8 nuclear submarines, missile-firing submarines. I'm not going to say nuclear. They must be nuclear. 8 missile-firing subs to Iran. Okay? And Jimmy believes that's to get around mutual assured destruction. If you remember, which you don't, but if you go back and research the Cuban Missile Crisis, John F. Kennedy told the Soviet Union that any attack on the United States from Cuba will be considered an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, and we will retaliate in kind. So, Jimmy is wondering if the Soviets are going to give Iran the ability to nuke the United States and therefore avoid the wrath of the United States, because when you remember when the towers were coming down, all of the left, which the left is the communist, left means communist, liberal means communist, they all said, we don't know who did it, so there's nothing we can do. And that's what they said. Well, maybe it's time that we elected somebody who can call a spade, and an attack from a third party, an attack by the second party. So, having said that, we'll go back for a tune, and then we'll talk some more. Here we go. I'm going to take you back to the... Oh, this is a male chauvinist pig song.
Step right up, folks, and see Lilisa do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one-tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket. I sat down in the very first row.
Okay, here's another topic. Ted Cruz is going to skip of the union speech. And this is by a guy named Gregory. He says, yeah, there should be a lot of empty seats there to show who gives a damn what the liar Obama says at all. In fact, those that support the Constitution should stand up and turn their backs on Obama. Then pull their britches down. We'll pass on the rest of that explanation. Let me see. Well, that's Kasich again. CNN, that's the Communist News Network, op-ed calls for Obama to declare a national state of emergency to gut the Second Amendment. And somebody is commenting on somebody else's comment, and they're saying, you're either a Nazi or a Muslim. One and the same, really. Oh, I know this guy that's up there. He uses the code name Wink. And he is a real anti-Semite. And the fact that he's on a Tea Party blog site, he's like a what they call in communist action, a stunt maker. He comes in there pretending to be something he's really not, and then he exposes himself and casts aspersions on good people. So this guy is calling him a Nazi or a Muslim, and he says, Wink, you try to portray yourself as some kind of super-thinking individual when in fact you're nothing more than an anti-Semitic bigot. Go peddle your hate somewhere else, comrade. Jimmy from Brooklyn also mentioned that when Stalin and Hitler were buddies, Stalin gave Hitler a gift of Jewish POWs. Knowing that the Nazis were going to kill them. And I got a book, and it's very hard to read. It's called Stalin and the Jews. And in 1956, I believe, was the year, Stalin was getting ready to do what Hitler did to the Jews in Russia. He was going to do it in Russia. But God gave him a stroke, and that curtailed the plans. And he was paranoid about Jewish doctors. He called for the extermination of Jewish doctors because he believed they were going to kill the Russian people. That's who was running. That's the king of communism. See what Mike says about CNN. When the Muslims take their own children and turn them into bombs, do you really believe they give a damn about you, me? Or anyone else considered an infidel? The bloodthirsty savages have been in the murder game for 1,400 years and longer, and you try to pin it on the Jews. That's this going after Wink. I just simply said there, Wink's in the wire. That used to be a saying in Nam when the PC were breaching the protective areas. They used to say there are dinks in the wire. So this guy's handle is Wink. So I said, there are Winks in the wire. Equally as dangerous. We don't want to hear no more about Kasich, do we? Want to hear what Joe says about Cruz and skipping? I have a couple of bushels of rotten tomatoes I could overnight. I guess they're talking about the state of the onion. Unbelievable, man. Let's see what else. And as Barry says about the crew skipping, he ought to get together with as many others as he can. Go to the chamber when Obama takes the podium and just stand up and turn their backs and walk out like the police did to the mayor that betrayed them. It is really sad. We got a lot of quislings in this country. We don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda killing us. Our own people are doing it much more efficiently. 4,700 babies a day get murdered in Democrat chop shops. Can you believe that? How are you going to explain that to God? It's his creation. He's going to say, what did you do with my people? What did Jesus say? Suffer little children to come unto me? He knew. Told the women in Jerusalem, don't weep for me, weep for yourselves, because hell is coming. And he was right. The Romans sacked Jerusalem. They built the Colosseum with treasures that were taken from the Jewish temple. It is really sad. There's a guy named Frank Music. I got to pay a tribute to him. This guy does cartoons for nothing. He is fantastic. And he's showing a Muslim with a sword. And he's sticking his finger in the chest of Uncle Sam. And the Muslim is saying, your First Amendment offends me. And Uncle Sam is saying, what about crucifying Christians, shooting cartoonists, honor-killing kids, flogging rape victims, and throwing gays off of buildings? And the Muslim says, meh, not so much. I don't know, I didn't get that one, but it's pretty good. Okay, thank you, Frank. Let's see. Oh, they're going after John Kasich. Kasich should go back to Ohio. Why, oh, did you ever leave Ohio? And Barry Wynn, let's see. That's not the Republican Party. And we say that's why we're throwing them out one by one, and you're next. I read that one already. Okay. Think about this next time you go to the bank. It's down to $3,000. Found that out last. I wanted that much at a credit union. Let's see what that's about. It's taking a while. Bear with me. All right, good jump. Here we go. Okay, let me get this straight. The bank now calls the police when I take my money out of my account. A hip-hop artist. Why do you jump around like that? You're making me sick. A hip-hop artist from Atlanta recently found himself with a gun to his head. But that wasn't related to any illegal activity whatsoever. The police had stopped the law-abiding rapper after he exited an Atlanta bank. They handcuffed him and threw him to the ground with guns aimed at his head, all for withdrawing money from his own bank account, money which he had earned from his musical career. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that rapper Sam Benson, better known by his artist name of Black Youngster, had just exited a Wells Fargo bank. The branch was located in a wealthy Atlanta suburb of Buckhead. He had requested $200,000, which he said was being withdrawn to make a direct cash purchase of a luxury sports car. I came out the bank. I see the police. I'm walking to my car. I see one of them point to my bag like him, the artist explained. They came bum-rushing me at the car, put me on the ground, putting guns to my head. I'm like, what'd I do? He added. A lady was like, I'm not so